Parshas Emma begins, Vayom Hashem el Moshe, Emor el HaKohanim, B'nei Aaron, V'yamarta Alehem. And the Mefarshim already speak about the redundancy in the language, Emor el HaKohanim, V'yamarta Alehem. And the Ibn Ezra interprets that Emor el HaKohanim relates to the mitzvahs that in Parshas Kedoshim, that relate to all Klai Yisrael, and the Kohanim amongst them, of course, are Chayiv as well. And the Amarta Aleihem are those mitzvahs that are specifically in Parshas Emor that relate specifically to the Kohanim. And maybe that the reason that the Torah required a special reaffirmation of the mitzvahs that in Kedoshim that all Klal Yisrael is obligated in is because many of the Arayos are mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim. And it was common amongst the priests of the Avodah Zorah, idolatrous priests, that part of their ritual involved sexual depravity, Arayos, and all kinds of Hashchosa. And therefore, the Torah specifically enjoins them, the Kohanim, in terms of these of the Isuri Arayos. And another reason, I think, is that, in terms of interpreting this Ibn Ezra, that these parshas, Kedoshim and Emor, have a special obligation for the Kohanim, because the mitzvahs in Kedoshim, beyond the obligation that all Klal Yisrael is obligated, but we know that the Parshas Kedoshim includes within it the Aseres Hadibros, as the Ramban explains, reformulation of the Aseres Hadibros. And therefore, it represents the purpose, the tachlis of Matan Torah, was to create a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. And that's the theme of these parshas of Kedoshim and Emor. Parshas Kedoshim speaks about the goal to achieve holiness, kedusha, kedoshim tiyu. And Parshas Emor speaks about the obligations of the Kohanim. And the Kohanim are our representatives, Shluchi Didan, to create a model of the essence of what a Mamleches Kohanim represents, as they commit their lives to Leches Beis Hashem and to the Avoda, and more generally for teaching Torah. So they represent the special, approach or commitment in terms of creating a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, and that's why we see this redundancy in mor lo kohanim v'yamarta lehem, the special mitzvahs of the kohanim. And also those which are universal mitzvahs that apply to all Klal Yisrael, but this is the special obligation devolves on the Kohanim to achieve Mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh.